Hey, thanks for joining me today. You're listening to The Sit Down with Roman Gray. We spend our time running around, making a fool of our passions, our hopes, and even our dreams, only to realize that had we actually taken ourselves seriously, we would probably be in a better place, a different place at the very least. A place closer to our true desires, you know, an inch closer to fulfillment. I feel like I'm finally reaching a place where I dwell less and do more. I'm finally taking action and trying to make things happen. For example, you know, I'm talking about things like writing a whole book, getting it copyrighted, and putting it out into the world. I started this podcast and since the beginning, I've now obtained a worldwide audience. I realized that I'm in a very special process. I'm currently getting out of my own way. I'm no longer letting my narrative be steered by my own feelings of fear, guilt, judgment, or even victimization. I'm pushing aside this version of who I am and making way for the person I want to be. There is a really powerful quote that says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us." The longer I sit with that quote, the stronger its truth becomes. We spend so much of our time making ourselves feel small, cramming ourselves into boxes just so other people can try to understand us and have them sum up our worth or value in the span of a few seconds. It makes sense that after having to go through that for so long, we become scared of our true passions and our true selves. It's like we forget or don't know how to let ourselves just be fully present in all our desires without shame. We self-sabotage our own desires because of the noise that we all care too much to listen to. Feels like we try to kill and bury the parts of ourselves that have been scattered to pieces because we have no clue how to mend the truest and most vulnerable parts of ourselves. In those moments, you ask yourself, "Do I have what it takes? Can I spare my own feelings and darkness in order to finally feel seen and the light that I have been so scared to shine in?" I can't recall how many times I had an idea for something, but immediately shot it down because I just thought I wasn't good enough, or that I wasn't ready yet, or just I didn't want to confront and deal with the part of myself that needed to change in order to achieve my goals. Trying to achieve this version of who we really want to be, our inner selves, I think is more often than not who we are most afraid to show or become. I heard this funny line in a movie where this guy's having a dilemma, like a huge breakdown, and his friend just says, "Running away from yourself." Well, that's difficult because you take yourself with you everywhere you go. It doesn't matter how hard we try to drown out the things we want and feel. They eventually come bubbling back up. If there is one thing that we all have in common while growing up, it's constraints. We all grow up with constraints, with ropes and chains tied around our sense of wonder, worth, and imagination. These lies, possessions, and ideas. Our friends, family, and fears mold us, and then later in life, hurt us. There are so many factors that have a hand in the way we unfold. If you become old enough, you realize we dull our pain and mask our desperation with whatever we like, but it feels like we're just delaying the inevitable. We're delaying our own self-awareness, our own realization. We fool ourselves by self-imposed limitations that began as someone else's false ideas. someone else's idea of life and their own capabilities and shortcomings and preconceived notions projected onto us. The idea of getting out of your own way, I think, ties into our fear of greatness, or even our fear of potential. We can choose to try, and that alone, that right there, the fact that we can try, is enough to reach for something special. But I think it's important to remember that self-discovery can be painful. A lot of people tend to romanticize it, but it's not always pretty. I think self-exploration is now one of the most beautiful things anyone can go through. And personally, I'd still rather die on the razor's edge, knowing I was reaching for fulfillment, rather than slowly fading away from dullness. We are all too eager to come up with excuses and obstacles for ourselves. Now, I obviously am far from being a role model when it comes to this stuff. I am always going to be a work in progress, and I like that. I have a personal motto of mine that I think I've said before, and it goes like this. If I'm the same person this time next year, then I did something wrong. And I think that motto is me actively making way for change. I'm not saying that this is a motto that will fit everyone's life. This just happens to be something that works for me. I find myself consistently trying to improve and be a better person. In order for anyone to do that, I think, to some extent, you have to be willing to break down and be vulnerable. You know, long-term change, permanent change, doesn't happen without some tinge of pain or sacrifice or willingness. And I know, especially nowadays, it's hard to believe in yourself. But I want you to promise yourself no more hiding. No more living in the shadows. We need to succeed where our predecessors failed, which is breaking through to the other side of our potential. There's nothing beneficial to shrinking yourself down. Simply liberating yourself from who you were yesterday, I think, gives everyone else permission to do the same today. There's a quote I came up with that I'd like to leave you with. It's easier to be swallowed up by darkness than to stand in the presence of your worth and let your light be the force that drives you. Hey guys, I just want to take a moment to say thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it so much. Please don't forget to support me by visiting my website, itsromangray.com, as well as follow me on Twitter and Instagram at itsromangray. I love all of you so much just for being here and supporting me. It means everything. Thank you so much, and until next time.